Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The school year is well underway in Massachusetts, and by now, most teachers, students, and families are aware their districts are implementing anti-bullying plans. It's the first year such plans are required under a new state law, and schools are getting the word out via emails and letters and by posting their policies on websites. Among other things, the new law requires the school districts to develop their own systems for reporting alleged bullying incidents. WBUR's Lynn Joliker takes us to one school to see how it's working out.
Eighth graders at Annie Sullivan Middle School in Franklin are passing in the hallway between classes. They're friendly, orderly, chatty. But hallway time in any school can be a time for snickering or teasing, which psychologists call gateway behaviors that can precede bullying. That's what teachers here learned in a recent training session mandated under the new bullying prevention law. They also learned Principal Beth Witkoff expects them to take action when they witness such things.
Take it away from the target, who's going to be afraid of the bully or the person who has more power, and put it, I didn't like what I saw. And I think they felt empowered to step in.
It's one new element of the respectful community Witkoff says she's always tried to foster for her students through assemblies, clubs, and communication.
They need to feel safe in order to learn.
But she says only since the new law passed has she deliberately focused those efforts on bullying prevention. Eighth grader Andrew Purdy says it's made a difference.
I think it's making people more aware of bullying and making people think about not doing it, and maybe they've been doing it subconsciously.
But despite all the attention on the issue, some students and even some parents still struggle with speaking up. Mom Lisa Cohane advises the Wired Teens Club at Annie Sullivan. Its members work to combat cyberbullying.
I've talked to a lot of parents who say, well, you know what, I'm not going to call the school because then they're going to find out that my son told that they were being bullying, and then they're going to get made fun of more. We have all these things in place, but we still need to change the behavior.
I've heard of cyberbullying in our school with form spraying.
That's a social media website, and 8th grader Victoria Stoll, a member of Wired Teens, says she knows of anonymous harassment of a specific student on the site, but she hasn't reported it.
Personally, I don't know if I should tell because I think the kid should go up and tell himself. I think some teachers know about it, but they can't stop it either way because they don't know who's doing it because they don't put their name.
It only takes a few keystrokes online or a few text messages to hurt a kid. And that's created a vast web of extra challenges for school administrators. But the state's Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester says school leaders have the responsibility and authority to investigate claims of cyberbullying.
It's here. It's not going away. So we're going to have to figure out how to deal with this. And our schools are working on this as we speak.
If it affects a student's day at school, then it's come into the school, and we feel that we need to deal with that.
Principal Beth Witkoff.
And we were certainly questioned initially. Happened outside of school, it's none of your business. No, this student doesn't feel safe because of what happened.
During the last school year, Witkoff forced the shutdown of a website a group of students at Annie Sullivan had created to tease one of their peers. Other students reported it to school staff. And Witkoff responded to three other incidents involving one alleged bully. Now, under the new law, she has to keep a record of such incidents.
So here, finding of bullying or retaliation, you check off yes or no.
With every claim, she fills out a four-page report.
And then what are our follow-up plans? Are we going to meet with the target? Are we going to have our counselors meet with the aggressor?
And each time, school administrators notify Franklin police. In last year's case, police investigated but did not file charges.
Let's think about how we define reporting, talking to people, not keeping it a secret.
Psychologist Elizabeth Englander, who helped train Witkoff, runs the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center at Bridgewater State University. It provides free bullying prevention training sessions for educators, like this one she gave last week for all teachers in Everett. One thing she makes clear, the law allows districts to determine how to train their faculty and staff and how to implement social and emotional learning for students. She says she's heard, anecdotally, that bullying reports have risen dramatically under the new law, but those numbers don't paint an accurate picture.
Bullying is overreported. In other words, many incidents are reported as bullying when they're not actually bullying, when they don't meet the criteria that's laid out in the law.
They have to amount to a pattern of targeted behavior, not one incident. A commission formed under the law, chaired by Attorney General Martha Coakley, has recommended the legislature amend the statute to require school districts to forward their number of bullying reports to state education leaders annually. Englander says she fears that would lead some districts to minimize actual bullying so as to not look bad. Commissioner Chester calls that a realistic concern.
But on the other hand, we need a way to track not only how often we're dealing with bullying incidents, but our effectiveness in dealing with those incidents.
Englander says the best way to do that is to survey students anonymously, as her center has done and hopes to do again with the state's help.
Andrew, how are you? You're good. Hi, Zach.
Back at Annie Sullivan Middle School in Franklin, Principal Witkoff says even with the new law in place, she worries about not learning of a student who's a target of bullying.
I mean, that stress is there. That stress is there for educators in a lot of different areas. You do worry. You worry about that one student you may miss, that one student who's in crisis who may do something to hurt himself or herself.
But she says the increased awareness among teachers, students, and parents gives her as much peace of mind as possible. And she's glad that heightened awareness is now law. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.